This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we remember with gratitude all those people who generously sowed the seeds of faith in our lives. Above all, we recognize how you have blessed our lives with the gift of the Holy Spirit so that our own faith has miraculously and mysteriously grown. We confess the times we fail to involve ourselves in planting seeds of faith in the lives of others, the times when our personal agendas become more important than yours, the times when we have denied others the opportunity to expand their faith through our lack of interest or involvement, the times when our lives become so entangled with the values of the world that we forget what you have said and done and promised. We know that when we become disconnected from you, our lives become parched and unfruitful. Our faith becomes stunted and dry. So bless and renew our lives, so that we remain connected to you at all times and in all places, strengthening our faith to expand and growing strongly and vigorously to bear the fruit of your mercy, your love, your unending life. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. That same day. I do not know why, but our lectionary omits those first three words that are the beginning of Matthew chapter 13 that we just heard from. These are three very important words to understand why Jesus would tell this parable at this time. That same day. That same day was the day when the people did not understand about John the Baptist and his role and Jesus' role in comparison to John, and Jesus had to try to set them straight. That same day, Jesus had begun to reproach the cities in which most of his deeds of power had been done, because they would not change. That same day, the Pharisees had criticized Jesus and his disciples for doing something as simple as plucking heads of grain because it was the Sabbath. That same day, Jesus healed a man with a withered hand, and the Pharisees, as a result, go out and conspire against Jesus, figuring out how they can destroy him. That same day, Jesus heals a demoniac who was blind and mute, and the Pharisees, when they see this, proclaim that Jesus is casting out demons because he himself is the devil. And after rebuking the scribes and the Pharisees, who wish for Jesus to perform more signs for them so that they in turn can get more evidence against him, Jesus ends the chapter of 12 by saying, "Whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother." And then we come to our parable today, that same day. Everything that has been going on in Jesus' life is surrounding him now more and more with opposition. To put it in today's terms, there is more and more dirt being spread around about him. But Jesus continues to do what Jesus does. He does nothing but sow the seeds of love. And surrounded by the dirt, we know from the parable itself that things grow well when there is good soil around. If you are following us on Facebook and on YouTube during the week, I instituted something a few weeks ago that, for lack of a better term, I started to call Will It Window Wednesdays. I feel at this point that we need a theme song or something for Will It Window Wednesdays. But you get an extra treat today because one of our windows, our stained glass windows, depicts this parable of the sower. And I would like to talk about it today because in terms of how Jesus acts, we can learn a lot from this window. I remember hearing a story of someone who had a friend who was an artist, and he would always ask the artist, "Well, what does this painting mean?" And the artist responded to him every time, "If I tell you what it means, you will never learn anything from it again." We can learn a lot from these windows. The thought, the theology, the prayer that obviously went into the creation of all of these stained glass windows, I'm finding more and more amazing. If we put up the first slide. If you're not aware, these Willett windows that are on the south side of our nave, there are five of them, and they all depict different parables of Jesus. This is the gospel side, as we might call it, or the Lady Chapel side. And this particular one is the second from the back, back near the stairs where you go up to the choir loft. Now, this particular window tells us a lot if you look closely. If we go to the next slide. Now, all of these windows were donated by different people who had some connection to this spiritual home of St. Joseph's. A lot of them, I have no clue who they are, but they certainly sowed some seeds that have borne fruit for us all these years later. These were done around 1970, so 50 years later, we are still learning from these windows. As you see, this one was in memory of Elizabeth Duane Jones. Now, I did some research, and I found out that Elizabeth Duane Jones was from New Jersey. She's not listed in our parish register, but I did see that her son was in the Navy and gave his life during World War II. When we come down and we see that it was given by Arthur E. Jones and Robert E. Jones, can't find any evidence of Robert E. Jones, but Arthur E. Jones came to St. Joseph's. He was received and confirmed into this church from the Presbyterian Church, and he died shortly, actually after this window would have been put in. He died in 1972. And by the way, his birthday is July the 17th. So we'll remember Arthur when we get there this coming week. We go to the next slide. I have circled on the window something that you probably haven't noticed. And what I have circled, if we go to the next slide, you see a close-up of it. It is the bird depicted in the parable. Remember the seed that falls on the rocky ground and the birds come and eat it up? There's the bird. We go to the next slide. We can also see, as you see those short roots growing up, perhaps it is the thorns, but we see the red symbolizing the seeds. So probably this is the seed that started to grow up, but because of the thorns, it got choked out. We go to the next slide. Now, this is the sun, huh? And we hear about the seed that, you know, just got scorched by the sun. So there you have it. We go to the next slide. And we can see here, notice the two red dots symbolizing the seed. Of course, it didn't grow. So we can get the idea that perhaps this was another one of those types of seeds that was either the rocky ground or was didn't have enough soil. We go to the next slide. And here we see a tree. The seed that fell on good soil and reaped a harvest of 160 or 30-fold. Next slide. Now here's where it gets important. Here is the sower. We go to the next slide. There he is reaching into his packet, pulling out the seed to sow. We go to the next slide. And we get the overview again. Look where the eyes of the sower are focused. He is paying absolutely no attention to where the seed is being thrown. It looks like he's looking at the sun. The theology that whoever made this window from that Willett company wanted us to take away is that there is just this extravagant sowing going on. Some is thrown here, some is thrown there. And of course, some of it is going to be eaten by the birds. Others going to be scorched by the sun. Others going to be choked out by the weeds. But there's going to be some that's going to grow into that incredible tree there. This is what is important about this gospel. That Jesus knows on that same day, when all things seem to be growing in opposition against him, that he is still going to sow the seeds of love. Maybe he needed to preach this parable to himself to give him courage, because as he continues to sow those seeds of love, we know what's going to happen. There's going to be more and more opposition. But that consistency of God's extravagant love is going to continue and continue, even as he gives his life to ultimately show the greatest extravagance of his love for us. All of these windows that are on that side of the church speak to us in parables about God's extravagant love. We have the prodigal son. We have the good shepherd going after the one sheep that is lost, leaving the 99 who are okay behind. We have the good Samaritan. And when we go back into the very corner of the church, we have the parable of the talents, that we weren't meant to just bury our talents, but to use them extravagantly, as God does. It is about this extravagant love. It is about this call for us to continue to sow the seeds of God's love like Jesus does. That can be hard at times, because we are going to deal with all those times when the seed of love does not take root. And if you're like me, you can have 10 things happen in a day's time. 9 of them can be wonderful, and 1 can be frustrating. And what do we have a tendency to go to bed thinking about? The one thing that didn't go well. We've been talking about spiritual disciplines on some of our daily uploads, our videos. And one of the things that I think is a wonderful spiritual discipline to do is one that we do a lot on our mission trips, on our pilgrimages, But before we go to bed at night, to ask ourselves the question, where did I see Jesus today? And just that awareness will lead us to greater awareness, knowing that as we continue like Jesus to extravagantly sow the seeds of God's love, we will see it in action in return. There's something else I want to add to this understanding. Jesus continues with wild abandon to love everyone he comes into contact with, even in the face of much dirt being said about him. You have probably heard this particular fable, but I think it really brings home the point of what this is all about for Jesus and for us today. The story goes like this. One day a farmer's donkey fell down into a well, and the animal was crying for hours as the farmer tried to figure out how to get the donkey out of the well. So finally he decided it was impossible, and the animal was old, and the well was dry anyway. So it was just better to try to put the donkey out of the donkey's misery, and he invited the neighbors to come over and cover up the well with dirt. So they all grabbed shovels and began to shovel dirt into that well. And at first, when the donkey realized what was happening, the donkey started to cry horribly. But then, to everyone's amazement, the donkey quieted down and let out some happy brays. A few shovel loads later, the farmer looked down the well to see what was happening and was astonished to see that with every shovel of the dirt that hit the donkey's back, the donkey shook it up and took another step higher. As the farmer's neighbors continued to shovel dirt on top of the donkey continued to shake it off and take a step up. Pretty soon, to everyone's amazement, the donkey stepped up over the edge of the well and trotted off. Jesus is surrounded by dirt. But in the midst of that opposition, he continues with consistency and extravagance to spread the seeds of God's love. And he calls us to do the same. Interestingly enough, on the south side of our nave are the windows depicting the parables. Correspondingly, on the north side of the nave are depictions of Jesus' miracles. Jesus' miracle that is directly across from this parable of the sower is the window that depicts the miracle of the multiplication of the loaves. 5 loaves, 2 fish. Jesus does what Jesus can do with what he has, and miracles result. Jesus continues to sow seeds of love, and miracles result. May we have the grace and the strength to do the same with extravagance and be the miracle of love that our world really needs right now. Amen.